Hello, everybody. This is the Stephen E. Kelly Show. My name is Stephen E. Kelly. That's pretty loud. It's Thursday. It's now 6 p.m. It's March 16th, 2023. Don't have a title for you, but I've got a lot to say. So, first of all, I've been trying to think of a good topic, but what I mostly wanted to focus on was this tendency for people to get distracted by all this nonsense. Now, it's a little bit difficult for me to talk about. But I'll just start out this way. I've been decided I need to write another book. And I need to pick up where I kind of left off back at the beginning where all this started with the whole event, the alchemy event. And I'm a little torn, of course, because, you know, those years, even the last 10, 12 years, whatever it's been, have been tumultuous somewhat. But they also will come off as kind of a, well, I don't want it to be a come out to be a tell-all. I need to, first time around, I pretty much told you all my little secrets of my life. And this time around, I think I need to focus on some of the more important events in the world that went on during that period of time, who was president, et cetera, et cetera. But I can say this because in pondering what would go into the book, I know a lot of names are going to get named. And the reason why is because, first of all, when I was first exposed to this whole so-called truth industry back in 2012, the so-called end of the Mayan calendar and all that nonsense, I didn't really know anything. I was naive. I got exposed to a lot of people, so-called people in the truth industry, and I was a newcomer. And of course, everybody was shocked at what I said. Shocking appears to be a theme. Well, took me a long time to basically figure out who was who, get screwed over by various different people, but to really learn who exactly these people were working for. Now, I could go cut to the chase and name names, but the bottom line is I've got to put all this in a book. But the thing is even though I was seeing all these people who I realized right away, were it wasn't just a question of whether or not they were bullshit artists, but whether or not they were actually working for the enemy, whatever you want to define that enemy is. But I developed a philosophy. Like certain names come to mind when I think of this, like Sean David Morton. But this philosophy was, I would ignore their message, and I've said this before, and I would come up with a better message. Instead of attacking somebody that is providing what I felt was a negative, destructive, false message, I would devote my efforts into ignoring them and putting out a message that would attract your attention, your interest, your passion to actually do something. And that has been a underlying rule for me. But at the same time, it's been incredibly difficult not to point out things that are clearly wrong, especially when I myself am fooled, or I have not been properly, well, what's the word? I didn't take responsibility for putting more effort into looking into the facts. And I'm now talking about people like Donald Trump, who I put a lot of support into up until his, the whole effort to bring me down with the QAnon thing. But the point is I had to learn the hard way, and on top of that, I had to learn the hard way that most of these people were full of shit. Now, I talk about the Getty. I talk about the enemy. I talk about our war with the Jedi and what we're doing, what we're up against, wrestling not against flesh and blood, but the side that we're up against, the side that has the flesh and blood supporting them, they also have all the money. All the money in the world and then some. Quite a bit more than some. Now, they can buy anything. They can buy people. They can control. And all they have is control. And all they have is the ability to buy people to establish this control. I said this over and over again. The message of the enemy is the only thing, the only tool, the only weapon the enemy has against us. But in order to convey that message, in order to control the narrative, hijack the dialogue, put thoughts in your head that you need to hear that to for them to maintain control, they have to have people working for them that you trust, talking mouths, figureheads, faces that put out stuff that you want to hear. Now, unfortunately, and I think, you know, obviously myself, I have something, I'm trying to do the same thing. I'm trying to put out content that I hope is better that you're going to want to hear. And even if I attract you to my message, the Occupy the Getty message, the thing that I think everyone needs to focus on, even if I'm successful in doing that, a lot of you, unfortunately, are going to be hungry for more. You're going to want to hear a constant stream of information. And unfortunately, this is kind of the root of the problem, because as humans, as Earth humans, as TV watchers, as people educated in public schools, et cetera, we don't get our fill of it. We want the drama. We see something interesting and we're passionate about, and we can't get enough. Now, rather than getting up and doing something and writing your own book, making your own movie, you're watching ours. And when you're not getting it, you're going to go looking for more. You're going to find someone that is saying the words that you're looking for and hopefully give you the answers and make you feel good. Unfortunately, this is the thing that humans want. They want to feel good. I'm not here to help you feel good. Now, my motivation to start this lecture started earlier in the week when somebody I was working with basically said that I had to leave California because of the rain and the snow was going to cause the state of California to slide into the ocean. And they were so sure this was going to happen. They were just completely upset and just distraught about this. And there was nothing I could say to make this not be a problem. And the thing that got to me, I think, right, was that I was told during the discussion when I was trying to, basically, I was losing my patience and I was referring to this as being retarded, come on, because I had looked at the source for where this information was coming from. And it was just some guy who had a, you know, BitChute or Rumble or whatever silly, you know, one of these alternative platforms, not even, and he had, what, 250 followers, not a big deal. But the bottom line is, his basis for everything he said was that he had a vision. He had a dream. God showed him something. He saw the state of California sliding into the ocean in a vision. I mean, you know, and this apparently, this guy's vision that he was putting out on the airwaves, which I call fear porn, was enough to convince somebody to become so distraught to actually have it affect their lives. Now, to me, I could overlook this and say, well, you know, people get emotional, people get caught up in drama, people have issues, whatever. But I realize that this is indicative or illustrative of a much larger thing. And I've been working really hard to grow this mission, obviously. And I've been doing my best to be patient with the people who are naysayers or taking a little bit extra work to convince. So I've been trying to cast a big net, build a big tent, and I've been working hard not to say negative things about all these other people and try to remember that my message has to be number one. So, unfortunately, because of certain things, we've been seeing a little bit of growth. I've done a couple of interviews we'll talk about, and I actually put out a video the other day. Surprisingly, it actually a few people. Thank you, Archangel, again for posting it, and it got a lot of attention. And so we've been having people in our joining our group, and we've had a few hundred people. It seems like almost 300, well, close to 300, if you know, minus the people that quit over the last week or so, which is pretty good growth. It's about 10% growth almost. You know, we got 3,000. We're getting close to 9,000, but we got 3,895 people right now in our Telegram group. Anyway, I did this interview a few days ago with the guys over at TruthStream, I really appreciate it. And of course, Archangel set this up for us. And he asked me when he said, well, you know, these guys, they interview all these other people that a lot of the people they interview are people that you have issues with. I said, you want me to do this? And I said, yeah, we need to get this out to everybody. And it's important. So, you know, I went into this fully aware and doing my best to be really sensitive about, well, you know, the people's preconceived notions about who's a good guy and what's real and what isn't real. But at the same time, not too long ago, I think it was the James Rink show, and that was another source of a lot of people joining. Welcome to all you people that joined from James Rink. Obviously, I had to cast a wide net for you guys, too, because you were swimming in a lot of content that I don't agree with. But at that show, at that particular show, I made an effort, I made a decision to basically come out of the closet and let you people know what my intentions are, where this is going, and unabashedly tell you exactly what I intend to do when I get to where I want to go. And at the same time, tell everybody that there's nothing that anyone can do to stop it. I encourage everybody to get on board, but at the same time, we're going to get there no matter what. And you're not going to have anything to say about it. So the point is, I'm not here to play nice. Obviously, I have to be charismatic and make friends and, again, try to be open to everybody. And I am. I love all humans. I don't love certain actions that those humans do. I will hate actions, but I will never hate the human doing those actions. That's very important detail when you get down into this whole what is unconditional love. Now, again, when I went on this show with the guys, Antonio, you're a little bit late. And first of all, if you're on their program, buy them a coffee. Okay, can't stress that enough. Buy them a coffee. If you're one of the 20,000 people that listen to them, almost 21,000, buy those guys a coffee. Okay. No, I love the Airstream, but needless to say, yes, they do interview a lot of people that. Essentially, I will say work for the enemy. And again, people don't want to hear that. But it's like talking about Donald Trump. People don't want to hear about the evil, wicked things that Donald Trump is involved in. They just don't want to hear that. But most of all, they don't want to hear that the soft, fuzzy, warm stuff that they have been exposed to, like the reports of bunkers being cleared and children being rescued and this sort of thing going on. Again, I'm going to remind you, the enemy, the one that spent all that money to build those bunkers, the one that has more listening, more money. I swear, Antonio, listen to the damn show. They have more resources than are on the surface of the earth, and it costs them nothing to buy as many people as they need to buy with their unlimited resources to, again, to control the narrative and be in the front of any issue. And right now, you have 1 out of 8 billion people alive that is saying one thing. And you've got huge, huge resources fighting against this one thing, which is the Getty thing. Now, you don't see any of those resources behind me. We'll get into that in a little more detail. Now, again, I want to say, first of all, that the guys over there at TruthStream, they seem to be extremely genuine, and they were very open and trying to do a really good, conscientious job about providing a lot of information to people. And I will say that they are not, they're just providing content. They are putting these people in front of a camera, in front of a microphone. They're not the ones saying this stuff. The people that come on as guests are the ones saying this stuff. So TruthStream is not responsible for lies. And I'm a firm believer that you need to consume all this information just to be aware of it. And at the same time, I also prefer to ignore a lot of what these people say because I don't want anyone to accuse me of parroting something. And I also don't want anyone, well, I don't want them pissing me off and screwing up my chi. Speaking of screwing up my chi. So how do I tell everybody that everybody's full of it? And if they're not saying Occupy the Getty in my name, there's something wrong. There's a big red flag. Now, unfortunately, one of my more zealous followers, who didn't really know any better but had perfect intentions, went on the little chat for the program over there on Rumble where these guys had the show display. And she posted a bunch of links to how you can get my book and stuff like that. But she kind of overdid it. She spammed it. It looked really ugly. And some people freaked out, apparently. Maybe two people freaked out. It looked like when I look at the likes for this thing, it's got well, here, let me just for fun, I'll just reload it just to see what. Let's see. 1 day ago, they say it was. They've got 20,008 followers. They've got 84 likes and 2 dislikes. And let's see, we've got 3,454 views, or 1,000, yeah, that's pretty good, 23 comments. Now, there's this one comment in particular, I just went through it, and I'm going to just kind of focus on this thing here real quick, because he seems to represent the people that didn't like what I said. At the same time, the stuff that he talks about in this comment are kind of a good review of things I might have said in the show, and it gives me a great some talking points. So let's just read this. This was actually posted 18 hours ago, so it's been a little while since this thing was posted out there on Rumble. And he goes by the handle. I hate it when these people do this, these silly, stupid names instead of just using their real name. But anyway, he goes by the handle. Damn, it is a dog. Damn, it's a dog. Damn, it's a dog. Or whatever, something of this nature. Anyway, so you guys probably know who I'm talking about. But he says, unfortunately, these guys spelled my name wrong, so it's kind of, it keeps repeating, but the K-E-L-L. It's K-E-L-L-E-Y, everybody. And this is important because it works in the searches. Anyway, he says, look at Kelly's followers filling up the comments. There is something nefarious going on, and I don't like it. And as an empath, oh God, I missed that part. I can't stomach another second. Oh God, this is making my stomach hurt. As an empath, this is making my stomach hurt. Okay, I don't like this guy. Okay, this is the first thing. I know plenty of remote viewers and astral warriors. Yeah, okay. Also, psychics and mediums, whatever. All from different groups, not all truthers or even awake, whatever that means. All of them say just the opposite of this guy. Oh, that's a good one. Okay, there you go. That should tell you something. He is shocking people with incredible detail intentionally. For what real purpose is unclear to me? Okay, well, the very fact that it's unclear to you, you're supposed to be a psychic, is kind of says something right there. Other than it is traumatizing. Well, God, I hope so. And unnecessary. Oh, it's unnecessary. All right. We know / knew enough to know that this is happening all over the world. Really? Really? Then why are you traumatized? To know that it has to stop. And people like Joe and Scott, God bless you, and thousands of others are waking people up. Well, Joe and Scott, yes, you are putting people like me on the air. And just like I told you last night, just putting me on the air last night was a big damn service, and you're going to go to heaven just for that, guys. But so I'm not going to hold all the other stuff against you, but we'll get into that. Let's see. What more does this damn it's a dog, damn it's a person say? So, to know that it has to stop, and people like Joe and Scott and thousands of others are waking up, but But knowing the minutiae of details of visually horrific scenes isn't helping anyone. Really? You mean like the dogs eating children? They're chained to the floor to keep the other ones in line? Is that a little bit too much, too real for you? Is that not fuzzy enough? Let's see. If he has all those astral warriors and can't be killed, yeah, uh-huh. Is that why you don't use a real name? Then he should just keep at it and train more who want to work with him. Yeah, actually, I do. That's nothing wrong with that. Not bad-mouthing those who have been the catalyst of this great awakening. Well, you're welcome. That would be me, dog. Think about how blind many of you were before the one he is bad-mouthing came along. Which one are you talking about? Alex Jones? What? All of them? The one you... You're being a little general here. Let's name names. Think of how badly the other side is losing. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Think of how desperate they are. Again, you're welcome. Maybe they are sending in the Svengalis to muddy the water. What, like you and the hundreds of others? That you mean the 99.99% of everyone else besides me? Those Svengalis? Would you like, I'll make a list of them, because guess what? The very next show, I was the 99th show. Wonderful number. You know what the 100th show was? A bunch of Svengalis. We'll talk about those Svengalis. Horrific Svengalis. To muddy the waters that I just created nice and clear for you and infiltrate and destroy from within. Yeah, who does that? You're going to say that this one little person out of 8 billion is infiltrating and destroying within, not these others who are making the big fucking bucks, filling your head with bullshit? And what do they call it? What does this bitch say? Yeah, you're a bitch. Just spitballing it. Whatever the fuck that means. That's an illegal pitch in baseball. Something tells me that there is just something lurking under the surface with him, and though I don't know what it is, you're not a fucking psychic, obviously. You don't know shit. I know enough to get away from it. Good. Get away from it. And then she ends it with, he is not, capital N-O-T, of the light. Really, bitch? Let me see. Oh, there's actually four replies. Wow, I'm kind of curious. Now I really want to look at the replies. I put in a reply, but there's whatever. There's a few. Cigarelli, another loser, says, I'm with you. Anyway, yes, these are losers. You know, they think they're eloquent, whatever. They don't even want to admit who is the name of this so-called truther that they're insulted about, that they are disappointed. Now, again, I didn't go down through the names. I mean, you know, SG Anon, whatever, you know, come on. People that use bullshit names. Now, I'll tell you, though, like I said, I just got an email right before the show, a message. About show number 100, A Tale of Three Stones. Now, if you listen to the show, I didn't name a lot of names. I mean, I went out of my way not to say the word Trump. But one of the names I did mention, because I just had to, was Sasha Stone. Whatever his name was. Sasha. Because him being one of the fakies. Because we were talking about CIA guys who were fake, who were still enemy agents. Like the one on that so-called justice panel that Sasha Stone is on. They sit next to her and they talk about so-called rescues and stuff. But apparently they don't talk about the horrible details that I do. You know, the dogs eating the children trained in Yugoslavia and stuff like that. You know, apparently those details are too horrific and too graphic. And there must be a bad reason for doing that. Well, anyway, who's Sasha Stone? He's shit. He's shit. Absolute shit. I don't even need to go into the details. But if you're listening to Sasha Stone, he's a fucking Satanist. Now, here's another one here. My good friend, Sean Stone. Now, a lot of you people are starstruck. You see Sean here and you think, wow, Oliver Stone's dad or son makes movies and all that. You know, I get it. I understand. A lot of you people are. I had the opportunity to meet Sean pretty early. And this is a result of all my buddies that I met in the truth circles. And Sean was one of these ones that was way up there that they all wanted to meet. But Sean knew exactly who I was from day one. He was a little apprehensive and intimidated by me, but I didn't mind. I wanted to meet him. I wanted to see his TV studio. Hell, we were both on Russia Today in front of 700 million people. He had a show with his buddies that they filmed at his TV studio, and I was on a constant guest going on there as a geopolitical commentator. But the bottom line is I got booted and he's still on. Well, here's the thing. You know, I went to his studio. I had lunch with him. He's a nice guy. I met his co-hosts. We went out in the back and well, on the lobby or whatever you want to call it for his studio and smoked a joint. I had the opportunity to go to his house later on that night and smoke some DMT, which would have been a lot of fun. But me being the, well, you know, the peon poverty-stricken guy I am, I just wanted to get on that freeway and get back home and not worry about the gas and stuff. But either way, I still liked the guy, all right? But one day on another buddy's radio show, I called into that show and I had to ask him once and for all to tell me the truth. Is he not a member of the Illuminati? And he flat out said it in front of thousands of people. At this time, there was like a million people listening on Revolution Radio. He said, yes, he is a member of the Illuminati. He's one of those people. You have to understand, these people are Luciferian. There is no such thing as Luciferian light. These are nice people, but you know what? They're service to self. This is divided into service to self and service to others. Guys like Sasha Stone. Come on, people. Now, if you're going to listen to a Luciferian, a pair of Luciferians, so-called seeking truth and spiritual guidance, I mean, spirit, absolute horseshit. Now, here's the thing. As I said last night on the show, and again, I'm not throwing stones at the guys here in their trailer, but as I said, if they don't say my name, if they don't say anything about the Getty, that's a big-ass red flag. Now, we've already only been 24 hours or less into the release of this program. We've already got 3,500 whatever views. Actually, it looks like a lot more. Well, it's in a day. That's pretty good as these views go, but I can't even believe that after the energy and the impact and the trauma and the reaction caused by our visit, my visit with the guys, how that couldn't have been brought up. In other words, here's the thing. You should have asked these dudes. Any one of you know Stephen Kelly? Any one of you know anything about this Occupy the Getty business? What do you have to say about it? Now, like I said, Sean Stone is intimately aware of who I am, and he knows that his Illuminati heritage is not a secret. And I told you guys last night during the show, or whatever it was, the show that I did with the guys, Truth Stream, I told you this all goes back to the Illuminati and this business with divide and conquer and talking heads and controlling the media. All goes back to the Illuminati with Rothschild and Weishaupt and Jacob Frank. False Messiah, Jacob Frank. These guys are part of that club. That is the club. We talked about the club. They're part of it. I talked about how everybody in the club has to go through the torture and how they reach where they are and how they become willing mouthpieces for the very same evil that was torturing them. And I said, there's a fine line between the victim and the perpetrator. So, as I said, I'm not anti-human. I love humans. I hate actions. And I love Sean Stone. But I do not love the fact that he is a member of the Illuminati. I do not love the fact that he is dedicating his life to promoting disinformation. I do not love the fact that he's actively taken the position of being my enemy in this battle and providing the very same disinformation and false content and fuzzy warm feelings that simple humans need. This is a guy that has access to the bunker. Both of these guys have access to the bunker. They're not one of us. We're talking about these celebrities that are out there, you know, I mean, getting all kind of... What about Russell Brand? Are you fucking kidding me? Does that guy have anything to do with the truth movement whatsoever? And yet people tune in and listen to these idiots. Yes, they're all idiots. And excuse me if I'm too busy trying to do what I do and fight in the astral like this person says and just recruit and clean it up. Yeah, that's exactly what we're fucking doing. Excuse me if I'm not making enough content to keep people entertained so they have to go to these other places. But these people are getting paid money. And just like I said, Charlie Ward, I talked about Charlie Ward. My God, he delivered children to that damn Jimmy Savile. He flew human cargo in his airplane. He's one of them. He's making huge money off this shit. And anybody that comes into contact with him, and anybody that comes into contact with any people that come into contact with him, with them, are corrupt. I learned because Carrie Cassidy, one of the leaders of this truth movement, called me from London. She was at a Bilderberger meeting. She's one of them. And she told me they put a hit out on me. And she basically, I found out through forensic in private detective work on the internet, that basically it was a huge network of money being passed down from the Bilderbergers to all these people. You don't think, I mean, my God, Sean Stone, he has a lot of money. He knows, he's read my book. He's met me. He's known me from day one, but you don't hear him talking about the Getty. You don't hear any of these guys talking. And what do they say? Oh, just prepared. You know, the light workers are coming. It's all going to be good. The white hats are clearing out the bunkers, blah, blah, blah. What is the other big one that all the greedy people like? Nasara, Jasara, you're going to get your credit cards wiped out. Go ahead, your student loan. I mean, my God, who's worse, Trump and Nasara or Biden and his student loans? My God, they're all pedophiles, people. And you want to talk about Hunter Biden all the time being a criminal. That's what they do. Of course the president's children are criminals. Guess what? That means Trump's children are criminals. Hell, I was, you know, Richard Nixon's nephew was the guy that was the working for the number one criminal in the world that got us hooked up into the NSA and all that crap. I mean, come on. This is what they do. They send off their children and their male relatives and what have you to go out and do the dirty work that they can't do. They're all fucking corrupt. Now, I'm sorry, you know, but and I shouldn't have to be saying these things. It's going to disrupt the growth of the group. But at the same time, it shocks me. It shocks me. It shocks me, first of all, that people actually are rebelling. I mean, my God, if someone comes along and actually tells you in great detail what's going on, and then you say, and I'm talking to the losers now, that you say it's not necessary, and somehow everybody else there is telling you something else. I mean, really? You got channels telling you that the good guy aliens and the good guy spirits or whatever planes are going down there and cleaning out the bunkers and or we're going to get out the guillotines and we're going to cut the heads off of all those pedophiles. We're going to put a bullet in the head of all the pedophiles. I mean, my God, you know, I'm the biggest damn wall I have to get through to complete this mission isn't the enemy. It's the savage ignorance of all the people that the enemy have been controlling, the mob. I mean, do I have to bring you with me? No, I don't. But the enemy, the Illuminati, these guys that you're actually entertaining, want you dead. They want you all dead. They only want a few hundred thousand of you left. And I'm talking about the entire damn population of the world. and they won't stop killing there. And that's their plan, and always been their plan. And that's why we have Occupy the Getty, to stop them from killing your stupid asses, whether you like it or not. And yes, what if I only have a few thousand Jedi? And what if we have behind them hundreds of thousands of whatever ancestors, et cetera, fighting behind them? You know what? That's enough. It doesn't matter. So this great awakening that you're seeing, you're welcome. It's because of us. It's because of the Jedi. It's because of this great awakening started in 2012. Hello, all you people that thought that was the end of the world and Mayan calendar bullshit. No, that was the beginning of when we start taking over. And it started out really slow, and it's building up speed, and it's going to build up even more speed, and it's going to be going straight up. And it, you know what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. All these liars are going to be exposed, just like this guy is going around telling people that California is going to slide in the ocean. You know, yeah, we're getting our record rain. We could get our 100-year flood, but you know what? It ain't going to happen. So when it doesn't happen, then what? It's just like all this other stuff. And I'll tell you something. You people that, even the show, even when I went on the show, God bless you guys, at the end of the show, I told you that everyone telling you this stuff was happening was full of shit. And they asked me, they said, well, you're going to come and back and let us know when it really happens, right? You're going to tell us when we actually did win. Well, this is, to me, one of the most incredible statements of all, because you're these guys that have been telling you that children have been rescued and that all this stuff is happening, you just don't get it. The reality of what's down there is nothing like the reality of what you think the world is all about. The world down there is not the same world that you have up here. And I'm not just talking about the grisly, satanic, pedophile, slavery bullshit that some people seem to be working so hard to defend. I'm talking about the damn technology that you can't even comprehend. And I'm not talking about Tesla stuff and med beds, this bullshit med bed crap that they throw everybody. There's crap down there that can alter reality, that can turn silver into gold, wormholes, soul traps, all this crap. This technology needs to come up to the surface. So all these motherfuckers running around saying that this shit is being destroyed, they talk about tunnels. They're not tunnels. Metropolitans are huge, huge fucking cities. You can't blow these things up. Have you even been paying attention to the Ukraine war? Do you realize that the Russians are dropping a shell, a high explosive mortar, damn artillery shell every second now on Bakhmut? And you know what? There's still stuff standing. And are you going to tell me that Rangers or whatever secret troops went down there and blew all this shit up? Hell, the Russians can't even blow up Bakhmut, dropping a shell a second. And the United States can't even produce shells. They can't even produce explosives like that. But you think they're going to go down there and blow up an underground city the size of the entire L.A. basin? You're fucking retarded. You're insane. You need someone telling you warm and fuzzy bullshit to make you happy. And I'm sorry for all those people who were distraught and sickened by the facts that I had to share on that show. And you may have noticed my disposition changed when I started talking about them, the 7-year-olds and the 11-year-olds and the 10-year-olds and younger being chained to the floor and having one of them actually eaten by a fucking dog. That was too much for you people. That's nothing. That's nothing. I held back so fucking much. And yet I'm telling you, you can't comprehend. This is the purpose of the mission. I can't teach you. I can't share all this shit with you. I don't have the time. I don't have the time to shock you into doing something. I have to have a secret army fighting the astral do it for me. But the day is going to come when we're going to open that door, and those guys are going to give up because they can't take it anymore, and they want me to save them from you. The ones they wanted to kill, they know that their desire to kill all of you is going to come back and haunt them. And the only thing standing between them and you is me. and the Jedi, the very same Jedi that are fucking up their shit, are going to be the very same Jedi that are going to keep you from chopping off their heads because you're a bunch of fucking savages. And this is why you can't have the technology, you can't have the ability to change your own reality, because you're not responsible. You can't even control your sex drive. All this crap. You can't even control your emotions or your desire to listen to bullshit when there's enough proof that these guys are full of shit. Now, again, I applaud everybody that's trying to share the truth. And I've told so many of you to put my content out there, because my content is going away every day. I don't even know if these guys want to keep my show up after, or my interview up after this. But I'll tell you, I put out the word a long time ago, over and over. I got angry with you people, and I said, start YouTube pages, start Instagram, start TikToks. Attract viewers. Do whatever you have to do. Rumble, Brighteon, whatever. Do it for me. Okay? They can put walls up in front of me. Remember, I had 700 viewers on RT. They took it away. A million listeners on fucking Rush or Revolution Radio. They took it away. I'm looking at, let's see, right now, even today, right now, just to share with you guys. See how many we got? We got 51 listeners, which is almost exactly what we had last week. 51. Now, I know damn well that that's not true, but they think they're going to let me see this 51 viewers, and I'm supposed, or listeners, and I'm supposed to think that's right. Something's not right here. But, you know, here's Sean Stone once again. He goes on Russia Today. He's got an audience of 700 million people. And yet, here he is on this channel celebrating your guys' 100th show with this Sean other idiot, the guy that hangs out with all these other loser idiots. Big time losers, big time liars. It's unbelievable. It's kind of like a kick in the nuts for me, but at the same time, maybe you guys don't know how intimately close I am to this stuff. There's a reason why Sean is afraid of me. There's a reason why all these guys are afraid of me. They're not going to say anything negative about me, and I'm really kind of disappointed that you didn't take this opportunity to ask them about me, because, you know, here's the thing. Like I said, from here on out, if you're not saying Getty, if you're not saying my name, you're just pushing the fear porn and the bullshit and stoking people's heads full of crap and distracting them from the only mission and the only information and content that's even worth sharing. All right. So I want to welcome all of you people that joined the group. And if you haven't joined the group and you're listening, obviously the only where you can reach us now, of course, is Telegram. And I know Telegram is full of all kinds of bots and Russian mafia nonsense, but again, it's the only place you can reach us. So you got to join Telegram. And if you put it on your phone, be prepared to clear your cache all the time. It'll log or bog down your phone. But either way, you got to join our group, which is, of course, OccupyTheGetty.com/Stephen E. Kelly. And I know a lot of people say that they didn't get my email from the show I was on here. It's lost17gun@AOL.com. It's pretty easy to find. And again, if you want to help us economically, you know, like I said, buy those guys a coffee. Buy me a coffee if you want. I mean, I don't know. I don't get a lot of you. I want to thank everybody that does contribute, because obviously you do keep everything going. But if you want to contribute, you got to use the PayPal, and that's StephenKelly714. You got to say friend or family, because I'm, unlike these other guys, I'm not a business. I don't have a bank account. I don't have a credit card. I can't do any of that stuff. I got to depend on other people to do this for me. So it's a problem. So, you know, again, Sean Stone, you know, he lives in this beautiful house in Malibu. He's got a wealthy family, et cetera, et cetera. Why these guys got to do it? Why? I have nothing. No voice, no money, nothing. I'm up against the entire structure of the world. The enemy that has more money than is on the surface of the world is fighting this one fucking mission. So it's real simple. You either follow me or you listen to that bullshit. I'm sorry. And if you follow me, don't be expecting me to constantly be holding your hand and put out content and tell you warm and fuzzy stuff and give you updates on what the Jedi are doing, because you don't need it. I don't even want you to remember anything. Go on with your life. Have your family. Be happy. Serve others. Find ways to do that. And go out and spread the Occupy the Getty mission. I need this stuff to grow exponentially. I need you to bring in people, and I need those people to bring in people, and I need this to continue until we have at least 3% of the entire population of the world behind us. It's that simple. Now, if I had these guys like Sean, or whoever you want to get on there, all these talking heads, if I had a tiny, tiny fraction of the reach of all these COINTEL wannabe truth tellers, we'd be done by now. So that, again, as I said on the show, that's the mission right there, to make you passionate about this. And if I have to tell you that they're feeding children to dogs to get you to be passionate about this, I'm sorry. I told you, I'm over it, okay? If you want to be a Jedi, fight this business, send me an email. And then get serious about this crap. Stop filling your head with bullshit. California's not going to slide into the ocean. The good guys, the white hats, are not doing shit. There are no children being rescued. Where are they? And yeah, these details, they come from real live victims. People that have been tortured. And yet, it doesn't matter how much testimony I have to compete with people like Sean Stone and Sasha Stone filling your head with bullshit. And yet I get shit for giving you the truth. Well, you know what? You want to get all spiritual? Guess what? Enlightenment only comes when you're willing to open your mind and observe the good, the bad, and the ugly. So if I have to make this ugly so that you'll become enlightened and you'll wake up and you'll stop being a savage and you'll stop filling your head with bullshit and you'll have filters capable of filtering out this bullshit, and trust me, it's just about everything out there, then I will have done my job. And I know right away, I don't expect many to follow, but the ones that do follow, you're the ones making history. You're the ones causing this change. You're the ones that are helping these people to wake up. So make those videos, go on TikTok, say my name, and if you don't like me and you think everything I say is shit, you go out there and you make videos and you say to the world that I am full of shit, and this time spell my fucking name right, K-E-L-L-E-Y, and I go by Stephen D. Kelly. I want to make sure you guys get me on the search. I don't care what you say, but there's no such thing as bad publicity, and one way or the other, I'm going to force Getty to say uncle. I'm going to make these guys beg for their lives. And that's just the way it is. And I'll tell you, that video I made, I flat out said that I intend to end the government of the USA and all other countries. And there's nothing that the NSA, the CIA, or the FBI can do to stop me. And guess what? That's treason. So if I have to commit treason on the air and make it go viral just to get your fucking attention, so be it. Because I don't hear anybody else doing this. But you know what? Taking down the enemy is treason, because the enemy is the government. The entire structure, what you love and what controls your life and this warm, fuzzy feeling that you get when you wake up in the morning, that's the enemy. And I'll tell you, if there's going to be any vestige of the government left when this is all over, it's going to be the post office. That's it. Once again, I hope you'll join me. And if you don't, I understand. But at the same time, no hard feelings. I got to move on. And I don't hate you, but I do hate actions. And I do hate the actions of the people who are filling you with shit. With that, I'm going to remind you that this is the Stephen D. Kelly Show. And my name is Stephen D. Kelly, and we are Truth Cat Radio, the one and only, www.truthcatradio.com. And you know what? We don't get hardly any listeners, and if I did, they wouldn't let me know. But look at what I'm up against. That should tell you something. And the very fact that they won't say my name and won't say Occupy the Getty should tell you something, too. All right, you guys. Signing out. Love y'all. Good night. God bless. Adios. And goodbye.